not going to sing that today. And a four. All right. Very good. I got to fix my mic here a minute. But you can turn in your pew Bible with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through 8. And then also 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as well. Now my message this morning is entitled, Show and Tell. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. Before we start, let me just clarify a few things. On the back of your outline, there are a list of what I call spiritual gifts. And so as we go through this message this morning, you might have more questions that you might come up with. And so here's something you go home today. You might be able to take this home and pray over this, look at this, and glean more from my message this morning about those things as we go through this today. So just want to clarify that with you this morning as we begin. Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 3. Humble service in the body of Christ. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And then turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, and verses 1 through 11. And it says, concerning spiritual gifts. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, which means unbelievers, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. To each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And by the way, that's going to be my theme verse for you this morning. I'm going to reread that to you. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. Another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophesy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each one just as He determines. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we heard from your word this morning, may you bring that word to life. Lord, I pray today that your Spirit fill me and that these words are your words and never mine. Lord, I pray for those that have gathered here in your church today, those who are watching online, that you bless them with that same Spirit that we read about today. Lord, open their hearts, minds, and souls to receive your teaching and your word. In Jesus I pray, amen. Rachel, can you focus in closely this morning on what I'm doing up here today? And maybe even put me on the screen up there so they can see in the back. So when I was about 8 or 9 years old, most of you might recognize this car that I'm holding here this morning. I put this model car together myself when I was 8 or 9 years old. And I got it for Christmas from my grandpa and grandma Van Manen. And so at the time, we just had moved to Colorado. And most of you maybe know, how many of you remember the Dukes of Hazzard? Anybody remember that? There's even some young people that remember that. All right, now I'm dating myself a little bit. This is about probably 1979 that I got this model. And I put it together, and the hood comes off in here, and you can see the engine inside and so on. And there's some chrome parts inside of here. And it's, at the time, I just was so excited to get it. And it was neat to me. And so, but let me share with you this morning of what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. I want you to think of the message in a different way this morning of spiritual gifts as a way of show and tell in your life. Now, you might be thinking of all kinds of things that are going on right now, of questions of, what do you mean? What does that look like that God will use me as show and tell in my life to share the good things of Jesus Christ to the world? And so if you look in the screen this morning, the spiritual gift are gifts that you've been given by the Holy Spirit is like show and tell in your life. Just like I showed you that car this morning that I made when I was 8 or 9 years old, I want you to think about the gifts that God's been given to you and the way that you get to show them in the world that you and I live in today. And that's where our message is going to go today. I want you to think about that in a little bit outside of the box of what we're normally used to hearing in our lives. And I hope that when you leave here this morning that you have a new way to look at the way that God has blessed you in your life with the things that you've been giving. So here's another way I want you to think about it. Your gift is to be used to show the world who God is. That's your job. Your gift is to be used to show the world, unbelievers especially, of who God is in this world. The goodness of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, you can follow along with me, but I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, the first verses from the NIV, which we are common to reading that, but then also I'm going to read the same verse in the Message, and I don't use the Message a whole lot, but I'm going to use it this morning because I think it gives you an understanding of what that verse is trying to tell you when I speak of gifts and show and tell. And here's what the verse says. Here's the NIV first. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Now, I told you that this is the key verse that I want to talk to you about. So what does that mean? The manifestation of the Spirit, what does that look like in my life? And here's the second verse that I want to give you from the Message that helps you understand that. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it, and everyone benefits. Amen to that? That's what it's about. The gifts that the Holy Spirit has given you are manifested through. It means that you get to show the world who God is through your gift. That's where we're going to go here this morning. So if you want to show the world who Jesus is, and some of you ask me questions, how do I share my faith with others as I live life? Right? In the world that you live in, your workplace, you go to your, whatever it might be, your entertainment venues you like to go to, what does that look like? And here's my simple answer to that, because I think we make it too complicated, right? And here's the answer to that. You want to show the world who Jesus is? Use your gift. It's that simple. Use your gift. Now, remember the gifts on the back of that outline that I showed you this morning? It's a long list. And you've all been given one. The Spirit, the Bible talks about that. The Spirit says that everyone's given at least one gift, some more than others. Right? Some of you might have two or three gifts. Show. Use your gift to tell others about Jesus Christ. Show and tell. And do this. Do this humbly, not showing off, not thinking you're better than anybody else, because the Bible also talked about that as we read this morning from the book of Romans, right? Humble yourselves, live a life of humility, but use your gift. Use your gift. Let me jump to the next screen for you this morning. The Holy Spirit's given each one of us specific gifts to continue the work that Jesus began. You are the church in the world today. And what you do does matter to the world that you and I live in today. The Bible says that everyone's been given a gift, at least one gift, some more than one. And the gifts that we are given are diverse. And those are just two chapters that are read from in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You can find other ones in the book of Ephesians. You can look into more. There's even more in the second half of Romans chapter 12. But let me just rattle off a few of them. Prophecy, service, teaching, exhortation, generous contributors, leadership, acts of mercy. And you're thinking, well, I don't understand what these all mean. And the back of your outline explains what a lot of these mean. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, prophecy, ability to distinguish between spirits, right? And we talked about that. When you know you're not in the right place and you get that ucky feeling because the Spirit of God says you need to leave here. That's be able to distinguish between a good spirit and a bad spirit in your life. And God gives you those abilities. But here's what I want you to understand even more. That you are gifted for a specific purpose. No pressure here now. All right? You are gifted for a specific purpose in the world where God has placed you today. You are gifted for a specific purpose inside of this church to be used by God in your life. All made possible through the work of the Holy Spirit that lives within you. And when we give our life to Christ, we get in on this. When you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you become a part of this. Everyone benefits when you use your gifts in your life. And so I just want to encourage you this morning with those things. Now remember when I shared with you this morning, show and tell. How many of you remember having show and tell in school when you were little, in elementary? Right? Yeah. It's been going on for years and years. And, you know, you get that opportunity to bring something that's important in your life and you share with your classmates and you tell a little bit about what it is, and it's no different in your life. So here's what I want you to think about in your life. Because when we had show and tell in school, there were some things that piqued my interest. I liked those things. You know, when somebody would bring something in and they'd show something that I really enjoyed, such as a model car, it's like, oh, I want to build one of those, right? So I want you to think about your spiritual walk in your life when it comes to those types of things. What kind of things pique your interest in life? What is God manifesting in you as you live life of the things that you enjoy doing, and you might even be pretty good at it, and I'm not bragging about how good you are or how good I am, but God has gifted you in that area. What piques your interest? What are you passionate about that your heart has a desire to do in the kingdom of God? I want you to think about the gifts he's given you this morning. What gets you excited? And maybe you're unsure this morning and you're not sure how to answer that question. And let me just say this to you. Simply just pray, God, by the Holy Spirit, may you reveal those things to me. And I gave you a whole list. And on the back of that outline, there's even some questions in there of maybe how to discover your gifts that you have in your life. And maybe you already know your gift and you're already using them. And I just want to say this to you. God bless you. All praise and honor goes to our glory of God in heaven. Right? You're using your gift. Maybe your gifts have changed as you grow in your faith. You know, sometimes we're given more than one gift, but I also truly believe that sometimes God takes a gift away and he gives another, right? As we grow in our faith and as we live life, he enables us to do other things, things that maybe you never thought you'd ever do in your life. And let me share this with you. The gifts that you've been given, that God gives you, they will align with your passions, your interests, the things that excite you in life. I truly believe that God's not going to call you to something that he's not gifted you in. All right? You're not going to find joy there. It's going to be hard and difficult for you. It's not going to go well. But when you find that place that you're gifted in life, it will become natural for you. It'll be easier for you to work through or obtain or to use that gift wherever you find yourself in life. And God's inviting you to join him in the kingdom ministry, wherever that gift is to be used. And let me share with you this morning, there you have plenty of opportunities today. After our service, we have what we call our ministry fair and our church picnic. And that ministry fair, it's intended to make you aware of the ministries that go on in this church that you can plug into and use your gift. That's what it's about. And some of you have asked, well, how can I get involved? What are the, you know, are the things that I can do in the church? Here is your time today to do that. Go explore. And by the way, when you explore with God, you have nothing to lose, but you have a lot to gain in the kingdom of God. Good things, blessings. So this morning he's invited you in. So I encourage you to explore. What about your attitude this morning? About your gift? Let's talk about that just a little bit. Your attitude towards others and how the Holy Spirit has gifted you is very important to God. He wants you to use that. And so having the right attitude is important. Here's another verse I'm going to throw out to you in the bottom of the screen. Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of others. And to me, that verse 4, it screams out to me, show and tell, show and tell. Show the world your gift by using it, and you will tell the story of Jesus Christ naturally. It will come out in your life. So how important is your gift? How important is your gift? The Bible teaches that's very important. And what you do with it matters to God. So let me ask you the question this morning. So what does your show and tell in your life look like in your church family? How's that looking? What does it look like in your own personal family? What does it look like with your spouse? What does it look like with your children as you live life? What does it look like to your neighbors as you live life? Your show and tell about Jesus Christ. Here's my last point this morning. How are you using the gift that you've been given? The Bible also speaks about neglecting it. And I'm going to share a verse here from 1 Timothy. Now remember, Paul is encouraging Timothy. He's a young preacher, and he says, you know, Timothy, you've been blessed with the gift to preach God's word, and you need to go out and do this, Timothy, and because what you do matters, Timothy. And here's what he says, which is so powerful. Do not neglect your gift. Timothy, use it, right? And then he goes on, persevere in them. Work through it. You're going to have hard times once in a while, but continue to use it. And then he says this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. How many of you want to take your family, your friends, your neighbors to heaven someday? Just a couple of you? Come on, think about that, right? Here's the point that Paul was making. What you do matters because salvation is on the line for those that you touch. Let me just say one thing that I want to clarify you to this morning. You, and I included, God does not depend upon us to move his plan forward. You can take a sigh of relief, all right? But we are dependent upon God to use our gift. And so your gift matters in a very real, tangible way because it has eternal consequences to it for others around you. And I don't do that today to shame you. I don't do that today to say, hey, why aren't you using that gift? I want to encourage you because what you do in the kingdom of God, what you do in this church, the things that you do in your week-to-week life, they matter to God in a very real way. That's my encouragement for you today. You know, and I know that some of you, some of your gifts that you have, the public doesn't see. I know that some of the gifts that you do and the things that you have going on, you don't see real benefit. You're in the trenches day after day after day, and you don't get noticed. But let me say this. God notices. And someday you get to stand before that Creator and the Father in heaven. And I hope that he'll say to you, well done, good and faithful servant, well done. Amen? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,